Okay, tonight our discussion is going to focus on a topic that came up related to Menachas Daf Tes Zav Mabez, but really it could be discussed any time in Seder Kachim and any time, as we'll see, in a couple of other Masechtas as well. That is, the Gemara discussed on Tes Zav Mabez the topic of saying Shira Al Hayayin. Right? What do you mean? Shira? What started the Gemara didn't say that, but fair. The Gemara spoke about bringing one's nesachim, bringing one's wine libations. The halacha is that Tosus and Rashi both discussed in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which we discussed in the Daf, bringing one's nesachim, one does certain, the Levim have a certain type of Shira, sing a certain type of Shira when the nesachim are brought. So related to that, I thought we'd talk in general about the sugya of Ein Omrim Shira Ella Al Hayayim. So the Gemara we'll start off with is the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hey, which you have in source number one. The Gemara says, the beginning of the sixth paragraph in Brachas, Kesem Avarchan Al Paris Ilanu Omer Bari Priya Eitz, Chuspen Ayayin, Shalomer Bari Priya Gafen. This paragraph, as we know, is the source for all Birchas Hanenin. So you make a Bari Priya Eitz on fruit, Val Paris Haaretz, and on fruit of the ground. They're not called Yerakos here. On fruit of the ground, who Omer Bori Pri Hadama Chutz Ben Hapas Shal Hapas Omer Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, as if to say Pas is a Pri Hadama. Okay, we're not doing brachas now, but the language of this Mishnah is very telling. Val Yerakos Bori Pri Hadama is a separate category. Bori Pri Peiros Ilan Peiros Haaretz and Yerakos. Okay, but the question that is asked is Minani Mili. The Gemara says, what's the source? What's the source for making brachas? Birchas Hanenin. So we already know the maskana. The maskana, which is well known, is that it's a svara. It's a svara. How could you be nenim in olam hazeh below bracha? Right? Hashem owns everything. So how could you take part in it before you ask rishus? So that's why we make a bracha. Right? Lashem aretz emeloev, aretz hazalam ne adam. But before the Gemara gets to that maskana, the Gemara tries to learn it out from sukkim. So that's what we pick up the Gemara. Minani mili, says the Gemara. The Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara says. The Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says. So the Gemara tells us, how do we know that Birchas Hanenin, what's the source for it? The Tana Rabbanan, because the Gemara says, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, Melameit Shetu'unin Bracha Lefnehem Ula Achareyem. Talking about Meiser Sheni, and Natiravai, fruit that we have to eat in Yerushalayim, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. It is holy and requires praise to Hashem. And therefore, you know, you need a bracha. Mikana Rabbi Akiva. Asa lo adam shiitam klum kodem shiyavarech. It's asa for a person to taste anything before he makes a bracha. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. That's the source. Kodesh hilulim. Sanctified hilulim. You have to be mahalel. You have to give a bracha to Hashem. Says the Gemara, v'hai kodesh hilulim mahachi yud asa. Is that what kodesh hilulim is coming to teach me? Hai mi boile. Rather, it's coming to teach me the following. Chad da'amarachmana achle v'hadar achle. No, it's coming to teach me first the halacha of achle v'hadar achle. What does that mean? We know in the Hebrew language, hayz and cheses sometimes can switch. So even though it says hilulim like halel, you can read it like chalel. You can read it as one can be mechalel and change the kedusha of the fruit onto money. Achle v'hadar achle. That's one halacha that you learn from that. The idach and the other halacha that you can learn. Davar hatan shira ta'un chilul. V'shein ta'un shira ain ta'un chilul. Something that requires shira requires chilul. Fruit that requires shira requires chilul. V'shein ta'un shira ain ta'un chilul. What does that mean? Because of Shulman Achmeni Amram Yonasan. Damar of Shulman Achmeni Amram Yonasan. Minayin shein omrim shira el al hayayin. How do I know that shira, a song, or a bracha in this context is only said on wine? Shenehemar, v'tomer lahem ha-gefen, echdalti es hatiroshi, ha-msameach elokim, v'anashim. Pasuk in Shoftim by the mashal of Yotam. Im anashim misameach elokim, b'ma misameach. If it's misameach people, what about God? Mikan, she'inomrim shira ela al-hayayim. The Gemara says this is the source for saying shira on wine. That's what it means. Davar hatan shira ton chilo. And the Gemara goes into this, only helps me prove that grapes or wine has the halacha of Shira, and what about others? Okay, that's not for us now. But the Gemara brings up the principle of Ein Omrim Shira Ela Al Hayayin. There is something unique about wine, about grapes. Tosvis implicitly asks a question. Tosvis gives an answer, but we'll see he's really asking a question. Pirish, Tosvis, right there. What does that mean, Ein Omrim Shira Ela Hayayin? You only say Shira on wine. Pirish. Ein omrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach. We don't say Shira on anything that is brought on the Mizbeach, Kigon, Zrikas Damim Venisa Chamayim, Ki Imal Hayayin. What the Gemara is saying is that we only say Shira on wine in the context of Mizbeach by wine. Meaning anything else brought on the Mizbeach, we do not say Shira with it. When we pour water on Sukkos, we don't say Shira. When we sprinkle blood on the Mizbeach, we don't say Shira. When do the Levim sing? During the Nesachim. Shira al Hayayin is dafka by wine. It says Tosfos, the whole Gemara is only talking about Mizbeach. Why is Tosfos limiting the principle as follows? Aval vade matzidu Shira belo Yayin. But of course you have Shira without wine. Kigon halosh b'shchidas psachim. In Yonat Yoma, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, right? They sung Shira, special songs, during Shechitas HaPesach, when all of Bnei Yisrael were in the Azara and taking care of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, not all in the Azara, but all near the Azara. They sung Shira there. There's no wine there, just Shechitas HaPesach. So says Tosfos, basically what's Tosfos' question implicitly? What do you mean? There's a lot more Shira that doesn't have to do with wine. So Tosfos basically asks, how could the Gemara say, Eino Rem Shira El Al Yayin? They sung Shira, they said Hallel, Shira here means Hallel, they said Hallel during Shechitas HaPesach. So why does the Gemara say that? Eino Rem Shira El Al Yayin, there's no wine there. Answers Tosfos, you're right. All the Gemara means is, Eino Rem Shira, in the context of something going on the Mizbeach, El Al Yayin, only on the Nesachim, not when you burn flour, not when you burn animals, not when you sprinkle the blood, not when you bring the Lavona, nothing else. When did the Levim say Shira? By the Nesachim. Right? That is what Tosfos limits the case. Question number one. We will have three to get the ball rolling tonight. Question number one. Tosfos says, what do you mean? There are other times you say Shira. You say Hallel during Shechitas HaPesach. What could Tosfos have asked? Tosfos seems like a very limited question. It could have been a much more major question. Tosfos says, this is the only time you say Shira / Hallel when you bring the Sachim? What do you mean? You say Hallel during Shechitas and the Karban Pesach. What could Tosfos have asked? You say Hallel every Yontif. You say Hallel in Shul 18 times. So why didn't Tosfos ask that question? The Gemara says, Beferish and Erechin. It's two Gemaras. It's an Erechin and a Megillah. I gave it to you from Erechin, Daf Yud, Am Aleph, Am Beis. The Gemara there lists off the 18 days that there is a mitzvah for us to say Hallel. 18 days of full Hallel. Not the Hallel of Minhag. Like next week is Rosh Chodesh, we're going to say Hallel, according to Ashkenazic custom, even with the Bracha, but that's not a din of Hallel. That's just a Minhag. Says the Gemara. There are 18 days that the Yachid says Hallel. Shmona Yimei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. Ushmona Yimei Chanukah, the Yontif Harishon Shel Pesach, the Yontif Shel Atzeres, Shavuos. And in Galus, in Chutz Laaretz, you have 21, because you add on and one extra day with each of the Yom Tovim. So there are 18 or 21 days that we say Hallel every Yontif. Every other, and the Gemara goes through, what about the days that we don't? Why don't you say Hallel all the days of Pesach? Let's just read it because we're having a Shira on Hallel / Shira anyway, so we should read it. Says the Gemara on the seventh line, Maishna b'chag d'armina kol yom, or Maishna b'pesach d'lo armina kol yom, and it's getting us in the mood, Shloshim Yom, in 3 weeks from now, why aren't we going to say Hallel on the second day of Pesach? Full Hallel. That's the real Hallel. Why aren't we going to say Hallel on the second day? On the seventh day! There's a medrash that says that you don't say Hallel because the Mitzrayim are dying. So once you're not saying it on the last day, it's not appropriate to say it on Chol HaMoed, because the Chol HaMoed can't be stronger than the last day. But this Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara, not like the medrash, gives a different reason. Why don't we say Hallel on all the days of Pesach, unlike Sukkos? Because Kol Yom HaDechag Chalukin B'Karban Oseihen. De Pesach in Chalukin B'Karban Oseihen. Sukkos has a different carbon every day. Just add in a line which reflects a unique kedushas hayom for every day of Sukkos. A new carbon reflects a new kedushas hayom. Masha'enke in Pesach, it's the same carbon. Same carbon every day of Pesach. That's why you don't say Hallel. You don't say Hallel that day. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says, aye, what about Shabbos? Chalukah karban haseyan lema. Why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Right, Shabbos has a unique carbon. You should say Hallel every Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, lo ikri moed. For Hallel, you have to have Moed, a unique carbon and Moed. That's ingredient number two. Then the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, de'ikri moed le'imo. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is called the moed, and it has a unique carbon. So why don't you say Hallel on that day? So the Gemara answers, lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. There's no Isser malacha on Chol HaMoed. And what do you need for Hallel, therefore? You need Isser malacha. You need a sefer carbon, and you have to be called moed. All three. Dechziv, Ashir Yelachem, Akalos Kadesh Chag. Not for now. I think we touched on it in the past. The Avnei Nezer had the suffix, what about Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Because that has moed, and it has an Isser Malacha, just not for the same reason. So how do you look at that kedushas that we discussed? Anyway, continue. Then the Gemara has Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're called. They have all the ingredients. So the Gemara says it's inappropriate because the Malachi Asharis asked Hashem, right? Why don't they say Shira? Because it's inappropriate. Okay, fine. What about Purim that we just had? The three different reasons why there's no Hallel on Purim. Maybe the Megillah is the Hallel. The Chulu, the Gemara continues. Either way, what do you see from this Gemara? There are 18 days that we say Hallel. So what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos says, oh, ain omrim shira el ala yayin. Hey, what about Hallel during the shechting of the Korban Pesach? What do you mean? Why did Tosfos ask the kasha from the Gemara? You say Hallel 18 times a year.
I mean, Tosfos is limiting it to shira that's related to avoda.
Okay, Tosfos is limiting it to shira related
and
to avoda.
Because Pesach is a question of how you look at.
Okay. Well, we're going to mention something connected to that. But Tosfos, one answer is that maybe he's limiting it to avoda. But look at the. But even if we don't think Tosfos, then you're saying, oh, it's obvious. But if you look at Tosfos, Reb Yehuda HaChassid, which is one of the Balei Tosfos on Brachos, he adds on two more, which is not in the context of avoda. So that answer would not work for them. If you look in source number 4, Midashi Enam Shir El Yayin, those are Behuda Chasid on Brachas, Harbe Shiris Matzina Below Yayin. We have many Shiris without wine. Could go in Halal Shebeshchidas Psachim. Okay. Halal during Shechting. Vechain Belele Psachim. Also at the Seder. At the Seder we say Halal. Ubi Milchama, and during wartime. Kid the Ashkechan Be Yehoshaphat Be Devei Yamim. If you look in Yehoshaphat, we'll B'ezras Hashem see those psukim later. The pasuk says, "Uba eis hechelu barina uba tefila." They started davening as the salvation occurred, as we'll see. Says Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, the same kasha as Tosfos, but he adds on two more to ask from. Al hachi pirusha ein omrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach. Same answer as Tosfos. So now we have, if you want to give the answer of, oh, it's only avoda, but you see, Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid is not limited to avoda once. So the question number one is, why don't Tosfos and Tosfos Reb Yehuda HaChassid, why don't they quote the main Hallel source? It's a blatant omission, so there's got to be a simple answer. Question number one, why don't they quote that? Question number two is there a machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos Reb Yehuda HaChassid? Why did Tosfos only quote the problem from Shechitas Pesach, while Tosfos Reb Yehuda HaChassid quoted two other problems? What about Melchabes Yehoshaphat? What about the Hallel on the Seder night? Question two. Finally, question three. Question three is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, that's where halachas of Hallel are discussed. In source number five, says the Rambam, "V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah b'olvadu shemid deri sofrim." Says the Rambam, not only do I hold that Chanukah Hallel is derabanan, ella kriyas haHallel la'ola midiri sofrim, but always saying Hallel according to the Rambam, there is no Hallel that is daraisa. All the days you say Hallel, it's all Durabanan. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Ushmon HaSayom, and he quotes the 18 days. Fine. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, V'yesh bohem asei midivrei Kabbalah. It's a strong Durabanan Rambam. The Rambam just says Divrei Sofrim. Says the Ravid, come on, it's based on Navi. It's not a Daraisa, possibly. There is a Ramban that says that Hallel might be included in Simchas Yantif, Daraisa. The Ramban writes that in Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Ravid at least says it should be at least Divrei Kabbalah. But the Rambam doesn't even mention that. Well, he mentions Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam, when he wants to say Divrei Kabbalah based on Psukim, so he mentions Divrei Kabbalah. Rabbi Kavod and Onik Shabbos, he says it's Divrei Kabbalah based on a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. So why here? Question three. Why doesn't the Rambam say Divrei Kabbalah here? There's a Pasuk. Hashir Yelachem Kolel is Kadesh Chag. Why doesn't he quote the Pasuk? So if you look in the Magen Mishnah, right on the right side, he quotes the Ravid Hasaga, and then he quotes on the second skinny line, Ube Emes Shebaperek arbe psachim amru sheneviim tiknu halel al kol tsara shenik olin mitz mimena. Aval lo omro biyamim kvuim idivreyem hu. That's not included. The Makad Mishnah makes some kind of distinction between the halel that you say be sara and the halel on the yamim kvuim. Not sure exactly what that means yet, but hopefully we will see soon. But what is the machlokas? What's the root of the sheet of the Rambam that he does not even categorize Hallel as Divrei Kabbalah? So those are our three questions. Why don't Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos, quote the idea of Hallel from the Gemara in Erechin? Number two, is there a machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid? And question three, what is the sheet of the Rambam? So we go to the Brisker Rav. There are two Brisker Ravs about Hallel. We're only going to do one of them tonight. Hopefully another time we'll be able to do another one where he talks about different types of Hallel and he gets into what the nature of Minhag is. Minhagim that might change into the framework of a din. But that's not. We're going to do the following Brisker Rav on this Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Brisker Rav is bothered about the sheet of the Rambam. So let's turn the page and let's see what the Brisker Rav has to say. He starts off with a sheet of Rav Haigon. This is really in Yonah the Yoma getting ready for Pesach. This is a Seder material to say over at the this Pesach. So the Brisker Rav quotes Rav Haigon. The Ran in the end of Pesachin quotes this Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon is bothered by a simple question. Why is it that at the Seder we don't make a bracha on Hallel? Why don't we make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder? Well, we make a bracha on every other Hallel. Ashkenazim make a bracha even on Rosh Chodesh. So why do we not make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder? Question one. That's what Rav Haigon is bothered by. I might add a couple of other questions that the Achronim add in. And that is, why do we split up the Hallel at the Seder? Why do we say two paragraphs before the meal and the rest of it after the meal? We never do that any other time during the year. We just say half now, half now. Third question. We say Hallel sitting down. We're sitting down at the meal. We never do that by any other Hallel. So no bracha, we have it, and we say it's sitting down. What? And we extend it, we say more. Okay, we say additional thing, we throw in nishmas, right, we extend it. So what is it? Says Rav Haigon, in magical form. Third line. Kasa b'tshuva, she'ein mevarchin al halal shebaleli psachim, ligmar as halal, you don't make the bracha? He has ligmar, we have likro. She'ein anu korin oso b'toras korin, ela b'toras omer shira. Says the Brisker Rav, there are two types of halal. This halal, which he calls kriya, kriya sahalal, reading halal, and this halal, which he calls shira sahalal, singing halal. When do you say a bracha? When do you say Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu? God commanded us to say this Hallel. Only the Kriyas Hallel, where there's a mitzvah to read it. But if there's a mitzvah to sing the Hallel, Shira, then there's no bracha. We'll explain more in a little bit. Line 8. Let's first say it. Hare da halal shrei dini isnehibe. There are two types of halal. The yesh halal shedino sheomer moso b'toras omer shira. There's one type of halal which is not so common that you say as a shira. Kemo halal shelili psachim, like halal the night of Pesach, da Pesach ton halal ba'achilaso. That Pesach needs halal when you eat it. V'dino kishenemer b'toras shira v'lo b'toras korin. It's shira nakriya. V'halal ze lo niskeno bo bracha. This halal does not have a bracha. Why not? We'll talk about it in a second. This is a beautiful example. Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to say that many times Rav Chaim or the Brisker Rav, they used unbelievable mental energy to come up with the category, the conceptual category in halacha. The Rav went one step further and said, so why is there this category? Why do these rules flow from the category? So we'll see a perfect example of that in a minute. But this is the Brisker Rav talking. The Brisker Rav says, two types of halal. One that's b'toras kriya, which is gets a bracha. And line 11, va'odi kadin mesuyim shel kriya sahalal shu misa b'divrei sofrim b'yurchas yamim. This halal b'toras kriya, reading the halal, and the yachin is gomer v'dina hu din kriya v'lo din amira shira. That's a kriya, not a shira. And therefore, v'niskan ala bracha, that gets a bracha. So says the Briska Rav, when the Rambam said that there are 18 days that you say Hallel and he calls it Derabbanan, he doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah, says the Briska Rav, because the Rambam is talking about the Hallel of Kriya. There are 18 days where Chazal told us to read Hallel, Kore Hallel. The Ravid, isn't it Divrei Kabbalah? The Rambam would agree it's Divrei Kabbalah, but that's a different type of Hallel. That's Hallel B'Torah, Shira. Kalel is Kadesh Chag, the night of Pesach. You say Hallel, but that's a different type of Hallel. That's not the Hallel I'm talking about. That's why the Rambam doesn't relate it to the Pasuk. So before we continue, let's talk for a minute. So why is it not appropriate to make a bracha on the Hallel of Shira? Why only Kriya? And along with the other questions of sitting and saying half of it. So Rav Soloveitchik explained beautifully, I gave this to you in the next source, in source number 9, from Rabbi Sabolovsky's first Sefer. Reishis Kochi is a Sefer on Meseches Bechoros. In the Hakdama to that Sefer, he talks about Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim and this Rav Haigo. He just came out with another Sefer on Hilchas Nida. That's why they say this is his first Sefer, Reishis Kochi. So if you look in source number 9, he quotes the Rav who says, the Hallel at the Seder, what does he mean by Torah Shira? When we say Hallel at the end of Magid, that is supposed to be, says the Rav, a spontaneous overflow, outpouring of emotion crying out to Hashem. You are unbelievable. Thank you so much. It was awesome. You make a bracha on that? You're going to formalize that? This is what I'm doing. The Chazal told me to say Hallel. Says the Rav, no! If you'd say a bracha on the Hallel B'Torah Shira, that would be minimizing what you're supposed to be doing. It's supposed to flow naturally. It's supposed to just come out. You can't stop yourself by the end of Magid. That's what's supposed to be. You know when you say a bracha? When Chazal told us, recite Hallel today. That's on Yontif morning in Shul. That's Hallel B'Torah Kriya. But B'Torah Shira, that's got to be spontaneous. And you know what? That's why we're allowed to break rules for that Hallel. You're allowed to sit down during that Hallel. You're allowed to say half of it now and half of it later. And you're allowed to, like Lawrence, like you said, you're allowed to extend it because it's all spontaneous. Rules are broken because you just it's an emotional outpouring. Rev Sabalevsky, quoting the Rav, line 16, Misharoa Nisim Shanasim Lufanav Achshav, when we feel as if Kilu Yatsami Mitzrayim, Takef Umiyad, Shard Divrei Hallel V'Adoy LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheboy Mitoch Omek Libo, comes from the depths of my heart, Hallel Deshar Yamim, Nomar Kechova Kavua, Vedino Kahallel Dekriya, Aval Hallel De La Pesach, Nomar Keshira, Haba Mitoch Tkuva Spontanit Tivit, Lines Shenes Chadesh Lufanav. Two different types of Hallel. One gets a bracha, one doesn't get a bracha. One is called Shira, one is called Kriya. That's the answer to question number 3, why the Rambam doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah, because the 18 days, that's not Divrei Kabbalah, that's B'Torah's Kriya. What's Divrei Kabbalah? Torah Shira. But I'm not talking about that in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam would say. That's a different type of Hallel. I don't think he says a source. He just says you say Shira. He says you say Hallel. I don't think he categorizes it there as a separate type of Hallel. Because there maybe he's just describing what you're doing. He's not saying exactly what it's gonna be. And then just one more punchline, says the Briska Rav all the way at the end of his piece. We're not gonna read the whole thing, but all the way at the end of his piece, in source number 8 now, he quotes our Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Source number 8. And he says, Tosef Yehuda Chassid, why is it, before the Reishis Kochi, why is it that the Talmud of Yehuda Chassid only quoted these 3? Remember what he quoted? He quoted Hallel in Shechita by Shechita Sapesach, and he quoted Yehoshaphat in during the wartime, and he quoted the Hallel night of the Seder. Why does he quote the other 18 days? Says the Griz. Because the concept of Ein Omrim Shira El Al Hayayin is only by these types of Hallels, the Shira type of Hallels. The 18 days, that's a Kriya type of Hallel. Maybe, I don't think he says this, but maybe one could suggest now, just thinking about it, maybe that's where Rav Haigel got his word from. Why does he call it B'Torah Shira? Where does he get that from? Maybe he gets it from the Gemara of Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. It's exactly where he gets that word from, because this is Hallel B'Torah Shira. So the only Hava needed to compare it are those 3 that Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid quotes. L'chore, he says on line 16, Maichna hani tlasa halel. Denakti. Halo ika yurches yamim. Shukamar tzahal. There's 18 days. Elavade hadover mavur kamosha kasavti. The shiny hani tlasa halel. The yisoda mudin amira shira. Velo kechol halel shay yurches yamim. She yisoda mudin kriya. Velo shaya klal hachmilsa di efshar shira. They don't shira el alayai. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and Tosfos are limited in their remarks, and they don't quote the Gemara from Erechin, they don't quote the other Shira, which is Betoras Kriya and not Betoras Shira. Tosfos and Brachos, yeah. Well, we didn't get that. Now we're up to that right now. We're up to that right now. So why didn't Tosfos and Brachos quote it? Right, so this was all relating basically to question three. To answer up the Rambam, and this related to why Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid was limited. But now you're asking, so why was Tosfos even more limited? What's the criticism machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid? So let's talk about that right now. Why didn't Tosfos, according to the Briska Rav, you could ask all Halal Shul Shiras in the question on the Gemara. So why didn't Tosfos ask from Halal Nel Pesach? He only asked from Halal during Shechitas HaPesach. Why not Halal Nel Pesach? Why not Yehoshaphat? So let's talk about one by one. Hallel Bilel Pesach. Why didn't Tosfos quote ask from there? Why didn't Tosfos ask? How could the Gemara say you only say Shira on wine? Only Inarim Shira El Alayayin? What about Hallel at the Seder? Why didn't Tosfos ask that? He only asked from Hallel during the Shechitas of Pesach. The Shalmei Nissen, Rav Nissen Kaplan, is a Rav in the Mir. It's a beautiful Sefer on Maseches Brachos. He gives a beautiful but simple answer. Why didn't Tosfos quote it? Why didn't Tosfos ask? Let's try to think of it even before we look. Why didn't Tosfos ask from the Hallel at the Seder? Hey, there's a Hallel that's not said al Hayayin. Just gave it away. What's the answer? That is said al Hayayin. Einam Ramshu el al Hayayin? The Hallel at the Seder is said al Hayayin. It's not that you happen to be saying Hallel and you happen to have Dalet Kosos. No! There's an integration. Every kos of wine at the Seder is connected to a mitzvah. You have the Kiddush cup, you have the Magid cup, you have the benching cup, and you have the Hallel cup. The fourth cup is Hallel. Says the Shalmei Nissen, V'shemei Yishlomer, now in source number 10, on the fourth page. V'shemei Yishlomer v'dasa Tosfos. Why did Tosfos not ask, like Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid, D'lo hikshimi halal d'lo pesach, mishum de Tosfos svirelei, d'halal hanomer b'lel ha-pesach, chashav halal nomer al ayayin. Dari omer moso al dalet kosos. What's, yeah? It's not nisach ha-yayin, but it's al ha-yayin. Yayin is involved. Yayin is involved. What's the raya? What's his raya? I don't think he quotes this. I don't think he quotes this. But what's a raya in halacha that the kosos don't, it's not just coincidence that they're done along with these mitzvos, but they are fundamentally connected to each of the mitzvos? Simple halacha that we all do at the Seder, but we don't always think about it. And that is, how many boy prayer gafas do we make at the Seder? Ashkenazic custom. We make four. Four boy prayer guffins. If you walk into a family of Sephardic descent, they will probably make two boy prayer guffins, not four. Shulchan Aruch says you make two, right? You make one at the beginning for Kiddush. You don't make one for Kos number two because you just made one 2 hours ago. There's no Hesach Hadas because you've been at the table the whole time. So you don't make one for number two. You just say the Baruch of Gal Yisrael, then you drink. Kos three, you make a boy prayer guffin. It's right after benching. Right after benching. Kos four, there's no boy prayer guffin. You just drink. Melech b'ulah, batish brachos. You drink it. You can say hini mukhram zuman if you want, but you don't know make a bracha. What's the machlokas? So the Shulchan Aruch seems very logical. You only make a bracha on one and three because there's no hezek hadas. You already made a boy for a gafin earlier. You want to say, oh, there was a big break? But between three and four, there's like 10 minutes. Right? How long does it take us to do halel and nirtza? Nirtza is after just halel. It doesn't take us too long at that time of night. So, what do you make a new bread guffin for? Says Tosfos. Says the Rush. I gave it to you. The Rush says in source number 11. And this is what the Ramah paskins. The Ramah paskins this way. Every kos is a separate mitzvah. And because it's a separate mitzvah, it merits its own bori prayer guffin. Haraya. There's a halacha. We say a separate bori prayer guffin because every kos, the fourth cup, you know why you say a bori prayer guffin on the fourth cup? Because it's the kos of Hallel. It's integrated. This is Shira al Hayayin. Every bracha is connected. The Rush says on line 13, Shamina Mehacha, Tihechi Delinya Brachas Amazon. Given to Loepsha Lemishtable of Ruche Bahadi Adadi, Havi Hefsik, Vikad Mapsik, Lebrachas Amazon, Sarachs, Lebrach, Bariper Agafen, Hachanami. Given to Loepsha Lemishtay, Lemikri Bahadi Adadi, you can't just down the four cups. Right, straight, one, boom, 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 boom. Sarech, lachzer, lavarech, baser de gamar ha'agada, u baser de gamar halelya, bori priya gafen, visvara ma'al yehu, v'hachim v'alaleb mavid. That's what you need to do. The Rush then says, maybe I'm not sure, but this is the custom of the Ramah, and this Ashkenazim, so that's what the Shalmei Nisan says. You know why Tosfos didn't ask from Halal the Seder? Because that is Halal, that is Shira Layayin. There's no problem with that one. That one fits in. What does the Yehuda Chassid say? You might say, okay, come on. He might say, it's not yayin of the nisach hayayin. It's not really. But Tosa says it. Maybe that's why Tosa doesn't bring up that kasha. Yeah.
Doesn't the answer to Shalmei Nisan somewhat contradict, I guess it's from the Rishon Kochi, where we're saying that the Shira Al is not something that is something emotional.
Right.
And therefore, the Shalmei Nisan is formalizing it. I had this question before. But the Shalmei Nisan is formalizing because therefore there's a bracha that we say on.
No, but you say the bracha by Per Gafen. Right, you're not saying the bracha. That's Berachas Anenin. But let me answer you this way. The Rav said, and there was a it's probably online somewhere. The Josh from a couple of years ago. But the Rav also said the Rav said in another context, there might be a difference between the challah we say at the end of Magid and the challah we say after the meal. The challah at the end of Magid, that's the beginning of the challah, that's the spontaneous. That's where you can't stop. Look. But say something, sorry. The howl afterwards, the whole after the Seder, after the meal, the Seder takes on a different realm. All of a sudden, you start talking about Eliyahu HaNavi and the future, and not just Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that might be formalized, even though the howl earlier is the spontaneous. So maybe that could help answer. Okay, but we have one final question, which we did not answer yet, and that is, what about the Yehoshaphat one? Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid asked from the Melchama of Yehoshaphat. Mashain Kane, Tosa did not ask from there. So why didn't Tosas ask from the Melcham of Yehoshaphat? Isn't it right? They said Shira during the time of the war. So if you look in the Psukim, that also seems to be a different category of Shira. And maybe there's not such a problem why they didn't say it. Because the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, where this is described, which they quote, Yehoshaphat was one of the kings, and in his day they were going to war, and he says in Pasuk Vav, Vay Yomar Hashem Elokei Avoseinu Haloata Hu Elokei Bashamayim V'yata Moshe B'chama Amachos Agayim Hashem You're the greatest V'enim Chalitz Yatzev Atola Keinu Harashas Yoshvi Aretz Azos. You got them. You helped us conquer them in the past. Vayeshvu Bav Yivnu Lucha B'Mikdash L'Shem Chaleimar. We built you a base of Mikdash V'chulu. And now Pasuk Yud, we have Tzaris. V'ata Hinei Bnei Amonu Moav Arseir Shalom Nesat Al Yisrael Avo Bahem B'Vom Eretz Mitzrayim Saru Me'alem V'Losh Midum Gom Lem Aleinu L'Avo L'Garshinu. They're going to come destroy us. Hashem, help us. Yehoshaphat Davins, please help us. The Yachaziel Ben Zechariahu, next column, Ben Benayahu Ben Yi'il Ben Matanya Halevi Ben Bnei Asaf, one of the Nevi'im. Got to check the Rashi in Maseches Megillah Yudalad. If this is one of the 48 Nevi'im, the 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. But he says, all of a sudden, Haysal Abruach Hashem. There was a Navi at the time that came to the people. This was before the battle. Vayomer, and he said to them, Hakshivu kol Yehuda v'Yoshvei Yerushalayim. Vayumelech Yehoshaphat. Listen up. Ko amar Hashem lochem. Atem al tiru v'al techazu. Mipnei ha'amon ha'rav hazeh. Don't worry. Ki lo lochem ha'milchama ki le'lokim. Hashem's going to help you out. Machar, redu alehem. Hinam olim b'malatziz. You go. Umatasim osam b'sof anachal p'nei midra yuruel. Lo lachem li lachem b'zos. Don't worry about it. Hisyatzvu, imdu, ure'u, es yeshuas Hashem imachem, Yehudav Yerushalayim. Al tiruv, al teichasu. Machar tzul levnehem, Hashem imachem. Meaning a Navi tells them they're going to be successful. So what happened? Vayikol Yehoshaphat apayim artsa. Yehoshaphat bows down, and everybody bows down. And what happened the next morning? Vayishkimu b'avoka v'yetzu l'midbar Tekoa. They went to Tekoa. That's where the midbar took place. Tekoa. Ubitseisam amad Yehoshaphat v'yomer shmoni yudav yishlolayim haminu b'shem lakechem. Believe in a God, and you'll be successful. Vayivaz alam Vayamod Mishorim Lashem Umahalalim Lahadras Kodesh. They start singing. They start saying halal before the battle. That's what they start doing. As they were singing and saying Shira, Hashem caused the enemy to fall. That's what happened by Yehoshaphat. Right? They were singing because a Navi told them that it was going to happen. Maybe Tosfos didn't quote this one because it didn't happen. It's a different type of Hallel. It's not Hallel Shel Shira. It's not the normal type of Hallel. It didn't happen yet. And if something doesn't happen yet, maybe it's not the regular Hallel. There is a thought that's quoted by Reb Chaim in another of sources. It's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim in a number of sources. The Emek Bracha quotes it in source 13. The Emek Bracha says, if somebody has tremendous bitachon, that he's going to win a battle or succeed, is he allowed to say Shira if he has such bitachon, if it didn't happen yet? Reb Chaim said no, based on a pasuk we say every morning. Va'ani b'chastecha v'tachti, I have bitachon. Yogel libi b'shuasecha. My heart is happy. Ashira l'Hashem. Ki gam alalai. You only say shira after it happens. That was Reb Chaim's dig in the pasuk. You could be happy inside if you're confident it's going to happen. But ashira l'Hashem is ki gam alalai. That's only after it occurs. So here by Yehoshaphat, it could be, why didn't Tosas want to say, quote this as a normal case of shira? Because it didn't happen yet. Didn't happen yet. So this is a totally different type of shira. You're saying it before it happened? This is not Hallel, but there's Kriya, but there's Shira. It's totally different. Maybe it's not even appropriate. But either way, it's not a normal type of Hallel. And maybe that's why it did not, Tosfos didn't quote it. But Tosfos Rabbi Yochasan did. So according to him, it would be an appropriate type of Hallel. But I thought Reb Chaim says you shouldn't be saying Hallel then. So again, the Shalmanisa adds in one point. Maybe, this is not how the Emek Bracha quotes Reb Chaim, but he quotes this from how others quote Reb Chaim, that maybe Reb Chaim just meant, if you have bitachon that a Nisa is going to happen, you can't say Shira yet. But what if a Navi told you? So then maybe, if a Navi told you, it's as if it happened already. So maybe even Reb Chaim would agree. And that's why Reb Yehuda Chassid puts it in the regular category. He doesn't quote it, but maybe it's based on the idea of the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. In source 14, the last source I gave you, the Rambam tells us, how do you know if a Navi is a Navi Emes or a Navi Sheker? The Rambam says, if a Navi says something bad is going to happen, and it doesn't happen, that does not prove he's a Navi Sheker. Because maybe B'nai Yisrael did Shuvah, and Hashem is a Rachman. But if a Navi says something good is going to happen to you, and it doesn't happen, you know he's a Navi Sheker. Because once a Navi says a Tova, it's never going to change. It's impossible. So maybe that's the pshat here too. Pshat the Shalmanisa and the based on the pasuk by Yehoshaphat. You know why Rabbi Dachasin quotes it? Because it's as if it already happened. It's already happened because the Navi told him. So Tosfos doesn't because it's not literally. Maybe there's no difference, but maybe that's what the issue is behind Tosfos. Rabbi Dachasin, how do you view this type of nes? How do you view this type of shira if it didn't happen yet, but you know a Navi said that it was going to happen. Good. So we discussed a little bit tonight about Shira and Hallel. We started talking about why Tosfos and the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid ask a couple of questions on the Gemara and Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. Why does the Rambam not mention Hallel being Divrei Kabbalah? We spoke about the Brisker of two types of Hallel. Hallel b'tor Shira, Hallel b'tor Kriya. Anytime we have to say Hallel on Yontif, it's Kriya. The only times we say Hallel b'Torah Shira, that's at the Seder. Maybe that's Hallel b'Shchitas HaPesach, that's Hallel during a battle. Those are Hallel b'Torah Shira, Ki'ilu Hu Yatsu B'Mitzrayim. That's what we have to feel every Pesach night. And we discuss why Tosfos doesn't quote each of his. Maybe the Shira at the Seder is Shira El Ayayin, or maybe the Shira by Yehoshaphat is somewhat different. But again, this is all connected to Menachas Daf Tezvav, which brought up the issue of the Nesachim, because that's when Shira was usually said by the Nesachim. And we discussed then, is this by, what if you bring the Nesachim a week after the Karban? Do you still say the Shira or not? That's how we got into this discussion from the Gemara and Menachas. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue with another topic next week.